Well, we're getting near to Christmas when we celebrate the first time Jesus came.
圣诞节快到了，我们要来庆祝耶稣第一次来到世上。
And there are lots of prophecies about his first coming, and you can read all kinds of places in the Old Testament, and they give a lot of details as to specific things that would show that the Messiah has come.
关于耶稣第一次来到世上，有许多的预言。我们在旧约圣经上可以看到很多处经文都针对他的降生来预言。
But right now we're in Matthew chapter 24, and we just happen to be here on the series in Matthew, and it's talking about a prophecy about Jesus' second coming.
那我们今天是要谈马太福音二十四章，因为我们最近一直在讲马太福音。那这段经文是讲到耶稣第二次再来的事。
Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but in the Bible, there are often a lot of headings that are put at the beginning of chapters or the beginning of sections.
不晓得各位有没有注意到，在圣经里面常常每一段的开头都会有一个标题。
What's our heading here?
今天这段经文圣经上的标题写什么
？In Matthew 24.
24章这边。
Signs of the end of the age.
末世的预兆。末世的预兆。
末世的 so signs of the end of the world, right?
末世 yeah.
Sounds more dramatic that way. These headings are not originally in the Bible.
这些标题其实并没有当初并没有出现在希伯来文这个原文圣经上。
The original Bible was what God had his prophets write down of his word. And they didn't put headings on it.
原文圣经就是上帝对先知所启示的话，那当初并没有启示这些标题。
They actually didn't even put numbers or chapters in it.
其实最早的这个原文圣经并没有这些章节这些号数字。
But the people who published the Bible just wanted to be helpful, so they numbered it, and it's always all the verses are numbered the same way. But they'll pick headings for each section so you can kind of remember, oh yeah, that's where Jesus said this. It's just a memory aid.
所以啊，这出版圣经人他们为了帮助大家能够知道哪一节经文在哪里，就加上这些经节的数字的标号，然后也加上那个标题，让大家比较有印象，说哪一段在讲什么。
But sometimes the headings are not too helpful because they actually take your mind away from the main point in the text.
不，有时候那些标题不是很有用哦，因为会让我们分心，让我们好像不是真正把这个看出这个经文的重点在哪里。
So as we read this text today, I want you to pay attention. Okay, where did they get the heading? And then pay attention, is the rest of the text really about that?
所以我们今天在读这段经文的时候，大家仔细来想想看，这段经文的重点真的是在讲末世的预兆吗？
So, I need volunteers, and we'll do it this way. We'll break it up. I want to read 1 through 14, in English, and 1 through 14 in Chinese, and then a different volunteer to read 15 to 36 in English, and 15 to 36 in Chinese.
今天我们需要四个人自愿来念今天这段经文，我们分两段来念，第一段是1到14节，第二段是15到32节。我们先念第一段的英文跟中文，然后再念第二段的英文跟中文。
And sometimes we cover big chunks of text because the whole thing is about the same thing, and also we're just trying to get through the book of Matthew and don't want to spend several years on it.
有时候我们讲的 经文比较长哦，因为整个主题是一样的，那也是因为我们不希望一直都卡在马太福音这边，我们希望可以很快的把它读完。
Okay, let me have two hands to read in English. Miles? Anyone else? Okay, so, and then two to read in Chinese.
两位志愿帮我们念中文，哪两位？
Linda? Okay.So, Linda, you'll read 1 through 14, and Miles, you'll read 1 through 14, Ben, you'll read 15 to 36, and was it Melody? 15 to 36. So we'll do it that way, and we'll break it up so you're not reading the whole thing of one language at a time. So we'll start with Miles.
Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. "Do you see all these things?" he asked. "I tell you the truth, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come."
耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒进前来，把殿椅子给他看。耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿椅吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁的。”耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说：“请告诉我们。” 什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了，有什么预兆呢？ 耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须的，只是末期还没有到。” 民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。那时人要把你们陷在犯那里，也要杀害你们。你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害、彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。 只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。So
when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof go down to his house or take anything out of his house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be for those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "There he is," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, "There he is, out in the desert," do not go out. Or "Here he is in the inner rooms," do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east and is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and the nations of the earth will mourn. they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender... Oh, I'm supposed to stop there. Now, learn this lesson from a fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Almost there.
你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地，逐着进的人需要会意，那时在犹太的应当逃到山上，在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西，在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。当那些日子怀孕的和男孩子的有祸了，你们应当祈求叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天或是安息日，因为那时没有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也并没有。若不减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个得救的，只是为选民，那日子必减少了。那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信。 因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大骑士。倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。看啊，我预先告诉你们的：若有人对你们说，看啊，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去；或说，看啊，基督在内屋里，内屋中，你们不要信。闪电从东边发出，直到西边；人子降临，也要这样。尸首在哪里，鹰也必聚在那里。 那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天使都要震动。那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭。他们要看见人子有能力，要有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都招聚着来。 你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。Now
you've read a lot of text. Thank you for those who were reading it.
谢谢今天念经文的。
Now, did you notice where they got the title for this section?
知不知道为什么他们会把这段经文的标题定为末世的预兆?
It's back to the early verses.
跟前面几节经文有关。
Look at verse 3.
看第三节。
Nobody's answering. Anyone want to answer?
有没有人可以回答为什么会这样定?
Right, they got it from the disciples' question.
这是从门徒的问题来的。
What will be the sign of, and they say several things, including the end of the age.
门徒就问耶稣说,你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but Jesus gets asked a lot of questions, and sometimes the way he answers them is not the focus of what the person who asked the question wanted to hear.
不知道你们有没有注意到，常常有人问耶稣问题，可是耶稣在回答的时候，常常不是直接的回答。Jesus
will use their question as an opportunity to teach them something that he thinks is important.
耶稣常会利用他们的问题来教导他们更重要的事情。And
I think especially if our minds are lazy when we see that heading, it'll color our thinking of what is actually being talked about by Jesus.
如果我们自己心里面懒得多想的话，我们就很容易被这些标题来误导。We'll
just say, okay, then Jesus is giving signs of the end, and just go through, and everything we read, we'll say, that's a sign.
如果我们只是看标题，然后这样读的时候，就会觉得哦，这些一项一项都是在讲世界末了来的时候会有什么样的预兆。Now
we especially think signs or signs of the end are something that would happen right up before the end.
所谓末世的预兆，我们就是会把它想成是，就是在末世来临的那一刻，来临前那一刻才会发生的现象。
Now, I've never been to Nantou, but which road do you have to take to get there if you're driving?
我没去过南投，不过你如果去南投的时候，你出口啊、要在哪里出口？下交流道。
You guys did it on scooters, right? All right, well, I'll use a different example then. If you're going to Kaohsiung,
比如说你开车去高雄,
you'll take this road just south of here. It's called the, what, Bei Er Gao. And now, if you're riding on the road, you expect the signs that say, oh, Kaohsiung's coming up to be right when you get near Kaohsiung. You don't expect to see them when you're passing Hsinchu, right?
比如说你如果开车要去高雄走北二高，那你一定是会想说、高雄快到的时候才会出现高雄的那个地名标志，不会说你开到新竹的时候就出现了。
The signs are going to be come up right before the exit.
这个地名标志一定是在、出口之前才、那个时候才出现。
Actually, in Taiwan, sometimes the signs come up too late.
其实有时候在台湾那个地名的标志出现得太晚了。
They're too close to the exit and you miss it.
太靠近那个出口你常常会错过。
Judy and I have friends that live in the mountains south of Xindian, and there's an Angeng exit, but somehow we always miss it.
我跟 Judy 在那个新店安康那边有朋友住在那边，然后我们去开车去那边的时候常常会错过那个安康的那个地名标志哦。
We'll see the exit and then we'll say, oh no.
每次一看到
after we see the sign.
每次一看到地名的时候已经来不及了，已经错过了。
Now my point is that when we think about signs of something, we think about things that are going to happen right up before.
通常我们想到某一件事的预兆，都会把它想成是在它要发生的前一刻才出现。
Look at verse 4 and look how Jesus answers their question.
看第四节耶稣怎么回答。
Is he saying, okay, I'm going to give you a list of signs?
他是不是说，好，我来给你们几个这个预兆。
No, he actually is saying, okay, there's going to be some things that are going to happen in the meantime, before the end,And don't think these are the signs. Do you see how he's answering that question?
其实他的回答并没有直接点出在末世的时候会有什么现象，而是说在末世来到之前的整段期间会有哪些现象发生。
But if people aren't being careful, they're going to get out their pad of paper and begin to make their list because they saw the heading that says signs of the end.
可是那些啊粗心大意的人，他们一看到这个标题啊，可能就拿出纸笔来记住说，说啊，这些都是末世来临前一刻的现象，我要把它写下来。
And they'll read through and they'll get to verse 5. Okay, sign of the end number 1, wars and rumors of the wars, check.
然后读到第六节就说，哦，第一个现象就是会有打仗跟打仗的风声。
And they'll keep reading and say, okay, There'll be an increase in people claiming to be Jesus that has come back. Check.
然后再来、哦、又有很多人会冒耶稣的名来自称是基督。
But all these things Jesus is saying is what's coming before the end, not right up at the end.
可是这些事情、耶稣的意思是说在末世来临之前整段期间都会不断发生这样的现象。
It's like if you take a train to go to Taroko Gorge and you got to get off at Hualien.
就像你如果坐火车去太鲁阁的时候，你需要在花莲下车。
You're gonna hear, 各位旅客，
就会听到 passengers.
Not just once, but many times, right?
不只听到一次啊，会听到很多次的。
Every time you stop at a station, of course you know you're getting closer to Hualien, but if you hear the announcement for the station of Elon City, you still got a ways to go.
每一站都会有这种宣布，可是到宜兰的时候，其实啊，还是距离花莲很遥远呢。
So that's really tells you need to be careful when you're reading something and make sure you're not thinking about maybe he's talking about one of these in the meantime things as opposed to something right at the end when you know oh I better pack my bags and you know put up all my food so I can get off the train.
所以我们要搞清楚、哦、到底什么是、在之前整段期间都会发生的一个现象，还是在最后一刻才会到，就像我们搭火车是表示这一站要到了呢，还是还有很久。
So as we look at this text and what Jesus says about the future, I want to just start by giving a few general principles of How do you interpret prophecy in the scripture?
所以从这段经文我要来讲说我们在解释预言的时候有哪些一般性的原则需要注意。
Okay, the first thing is, give me a definition of prophecy.
首先我要请大家帮我定义一下所谓预言是什么。
Just say it out. If you get it wrong, it's okay.
请大家回答错也没关系啊所以圣经上所谓的预言到底是指什么
Prediction of the future?
对未来的预言预测
Any other thoughts? Nobody's saying anything else. So you all agree with Emily?
大家都同意是不是
Someone's shaking their head. Well, if you shake your head, that means you have another thought. So.
有人在摇头如果你不同意请你说你的答案
So, someone who shook their head, you got to tell me. Saying what is true.Okay.
是不是指就是真理的话呢
Hey, you're both partially right.
你们讲对了一部分呢
But you're both not completely right.
不完整哦不完全对
See, predicting the future is a type of prophecy.
对未来的预言预测只是预言的一部分
And you can say what is true, but you can say what is true that someone else, one of your friends who's pretty wise has told you is true.
可是如果你有一个朋友很有智慧他跟你讲一些智慧良言那也是一些真理啊。
Really, prophecy is just speaking, communicating from God, speaking forth from God.
其实所谓预言就是从上帝来的话。
God directly reveals something. I mean, we don't walk around and we hear God talk to us every day, but God, you can see this in the Bible, God picked people to directly reveal something that he wanted them to go and tell everyone, this is God's word.
你从圣经上可以看到上帝会直接向某些人启示他的话然后由这些人来传达他的话。
Now think about Moses.
想想看摩西。
Now in the beginning of Israel, at Mount Sinai, all the Israelites in the nation heard God's voice on the mountain and they were terrified of it.
当初在西乃山的时候全以色列民都听见上帝的声音他们就非常害怕。
I don't know if you heard God's voice directly, if you would be terrified or not.
我不知道如果你真的亲耳听到耶稣上帝讲话你会不会吓坏了。
A lot of the prophets you read, the first time they heard God's voice, they were terrified.
在圣经上可以看到很多先知第一次听到上帝的声音都吓坏了。
Now, the reason this is the case is because we're sinners, and we can't handle direct relationship to God. We need a mediator.
这是因为我们都是罪人，我们没有办法直接来面对神，我们需要有一个中间人。
So you can read that whole section in Exodus, but all the Israelites said, we can't bear to hear God's voice, we're going to die. Moses, you go up into the mountain, you talk to them, and then you come down and tell us what God said.
我们读出埃及记就会看到这些以色列民都吓坏了，就跟摩西说，摩西你自己上山去跟神讲话，再回来告诉我们上帝讲什么。
Now in some people's houses, there's a similar situation going on.
有些人家里也有那种类似的现象。
Some people don't like talking on the phone.
有些人不喜欢接电话，讲电话。
So either if you're married, you'll get your spouse to do it for you. If you've got roommates, you'll get your roommate to do it for you.
如果你已经结婚，你就会请你的配偶来帮你接电话，或者是，如果你是未婚，你可能就请室友帮你接电话。
You'll say, "Can you please answer the phone? I know who's going to call, but I don't want to talk to them."
你可能会说，请你帮我接个电话好吗？我知道那是谁打来的，我不想跟那个人讲话。
And then your friend's sitting there and saying, "Okay, I answer. Hello," and then they're trying to convey messages that you're trying to tell them, and they have to pause a minute to.Know what the next thing to say to the friend is.
然后这个朋友或你的配偶呢，就要当做传话的人，然后有时候要停顿一下，听你讲什么，再帮你传过去。
That's a telephone prophet.
这就是电话先知。
But you see, it's just conveying someone else's word to someone else.
所以这个先知其实只是在传达别人的话。
And we need this as human beings because of our sinful nature, and we've been made alienated from God.
我们人需要先知因为我们有罪跟神隔离所以我们需要一个中间人帮我们传话。
And the biggest way you hear a prophet now is reading God's word, where all the prophets wrote down things God wanted them to write down.
所以你如果想听上帝的话你就是读圣经从圣经当中透过先知来知道上帝要向你说什么。
So you see, it's not just telling the future.
所以预言并不是只是预测未来而已。
Actually, every little word in this book here is prophecy.
其实圣经上每一句话都是神的预言。
But a lot of times, as Aaron said, it's speaking the truth God is teaching us, not telling something that's going to happen.
我大部分都是在讲上帝要告诉我们的真理，而不是在讲未来。
Now, because it's from God, God knows the future, and sometimes He reveals things that are going to happen in the future.
那因为上帝对未来了若指掌，所以有时候上帝会告诉我们未来会发生什么事。
And it's a good test to know is this.Prophet really speaking from God, because if he tells the future and it comes true, you can know you could probably trust him.
所以这也是测试真假先知的一个很好的方法，因为如果一个先知预测未来，结果这个预言没有应验，那就知道他是一个假先知。
On the Friday night home fellowship group, we're reading just sections of Deuteronomy, which is the last book that Moses wrote, and it was towards the end of his life.
我们在礼拜五啊。家庭小中文家庭小组就有在读生命记，有讲到最后一段，在讲到预言的部分。
If you get time at home, go read Deuteronomy 18.
如果你有时间回家，可以读一下生命记18章。
Because people are worried. Okay, we know you're a prophet, Moses, but when you die, what's going to happen? How are we going to know? And Moses says, one of the ways you know is if they tell the future and it comes true, they might be from God. If they tell the future and it doesn't come true, they are not from God.
那些百姓对摩西说：“摩西，我们知道你是真的先知，可是如果你死了，将来你死了，将来我们怎么去分辨谁是真先知还是假先知？”摩西就说：“如果这个人预测的未来有应验的话，那他就是真先知。”
So that's the definition of prophecy, speaking from God.
所以从神的话来看，这就是一个真的先知，他的预言会成真。
Now, as we look at prophecies as about the future, here are a few principles.You better be careful to know before you try to figure out what's going to happen.
所以关于未来的预言，我们这边有几个原则，我们可以来注意一下。
First Corinthians 13 says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears."
在哥林多前书13章9到10节说，我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限，等那完全的来到，这有限的就必消失。
So we prophesy in...Part.
所以我们现在的预言都是有限的。
God never gives the full details of the future.
上帝对未来不会透露出整个完整的细节。
When you see prophecies in the Bible about the future, just know it's just a partial picture. It's not the complete thing.
当你在圣经上看到有关于未来的预言，你要知道这些都是很有限一个部分的预言，并不是完整的。
When you were a kid, did you do connect the dots?
你小时候有没有玩过弄连连看？
Sometimes kids don't know how to draw something like a lion, but they'll publish these books where they put all these dots, and when they connect them, they can see the picture of the lion, but when they originally saw the dots, they didn't know it would become a lion.
有些那种图画就是用点只是给你看到很多点，你必须要把它那个点连起来，才能看出最后的图形是什么。
I bet you don't do that anymore, right?
我猜你现在大概不会再玩这种。
It's gotten boring, hasn't it?
现在玩可能觉得很无聊。
Actually, you do that still. People do that still as they're adults.
其实还是有很多大人喜欢玩这个游戏。
They don't connect the dots on paper.
不是在纸上连这个点。
They try to connect the dots of prophecy. They're unhappy with the incomplete picture, and they try to fill in every little detail.
而是把这个圣经的预言当作点，一点一点要连起来，想要勾勒出一个完整的图案。
And this is important as we're looking at Matthew 24, because we don't have all the details. And if we, in our pride, try to say, okay, I'm going to figure out the full picture, and then we rely on that, we might get it wrong.
这个马太福音24章的经文就是这样，这边的预言并不是很完整的，可是如果我们自以为说我们有办法能够勾勒出一个完整的图案，那我们就会有一些错误的一个诠释。
So the pieces we have here are definitely correct, but when we try to fill in the picture, we might get the wrong picture out of it.
所以这边的经文这些预言是对的，可是如果我们想要再添枝加叶的话，可能就会拼凑一个错误的图案。
So first part, first point of prophecy isYou only get an incomplete picture.
所以关于预言的第一个原则，一个重点就是，预言只给我们部分的，只告诉我们部分的真理。
And I don't know, maybe the reason God does that is if He told the full picture, then it's almost like people can't even choose what they're doing of their own thing. They just, you know, it's like fate. You this is going to happen and you're going to do it. And how do you escape that? So maybe he doesn't give that full picture because of it.
我在想上帝不会把完整的整个事情告诉我们，是不是因为如果我们知道了以后，我们反而好像就不需要凭信心去做了，就是因为我们只知道一部分，我们才需要凭着信心去相信。
So the second point related to that is God does give specific details, but his purpose isn't always just to let you know exactly what's going to happen, but he uses prophecy as a teaching tool.
那第二个原则是上帝给我们预言，他其实是要当作一个教导的工具，要教导我们一些事情。
Sometimes his agenda is revealing the future, but sometimes when there are prophecies about the future, his agenda is to teach you about the event as opposed to let you know exactly what's going to happen.
所以这些有关于未来的预言，它的目的不只是要你知道说未来会发生什么事情，它是要你去了解未来发生这件事情的一些真理。
Two more points real quick and then we'll get to looking at this actual text.
最后再讲两点，我们就来看今天这段经文。
The third point is, some prophecies are very easy to understand.
第三点就是有些预言很容易了解。
Like there's a prophet Agabus in Acts that predicted a severe famine will happen in the Roman Empire.
比如说在《使徒行传》有一个先知叫雅加布，他就预言说在罗马帝国全地会发生严重的饥荒。
The Holy Spirit told him to tell the church so the church could get prepared for that famine and help the people in need.
圣灵就叫这个雅加布把这个信息告诉教会的人，他们才会能够事先做好准备来帮助饥荒当中的
And it did happen. The Emperor Claudius, during his reign, there was a big famine all over the empire.
后来果然在那个格老丢做皇帝的时候，在全地发生了严重的饥荒。
And the church was made ready.
那时候教会已经准备好，可以伸出援手。
But a lot of times prophecy makes a lot of allusions to other things in the Bible, and what is said is not clear in itself. You have to understand all of Scripture to be able to start thinking, what does this prophecy of the future mean?
可是有时候圣经上针对未来的一些预言并不是很清楚，我们必须要去读其他部分的经文才能够来了解那个预言的意思。
Now Jesus does this here. He talks about the abomination that causes desolation.
比如说耶稣在这边谈到一个那行毁坏可憎的那位。
If you don't know the Old Testament, you have no idea what that means.
如果你不了解旧约圣经，你就不知道这在讲什么。
And he talks about the sun will be darkened and the moon not give his light and the stars fall from the sky. Those are literal quotes of other prophecies of the Old Testament. If you don't know their context, you're not going to get what that means.
所以他在这边有讲到说日头变黑，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。如果你这些都是从旧约圣经引述来的，所以如果你不了解旧约圣经，你就不知道他在讲什么。
And the biggest book of prophecy of the future that seems of all is Revelation, right? Every single littlepicture and metaphor there is all steeped in Old Testament. If you don't know the Old Testament, you're gonna go wrong in your interpretation of it.
启示录大概是讲未来预言最多的一卷书了。那启示录里面出现的每一个比喻、每一个图像都跟旧约圣经密不可分。如果你不了解旧约圣经的话，你会很难去了解启示录这卷书。
So the final point about how to interpret is sometimes prophecies have talk about more than one event in the future.
那第四个原则就是有时候预言未来的预言会讲到不止一个事件。
Sometimes prophecies in the Old Testament talked about the destruction of Israel in 500 AD when they were conquered by of Judah in 500 AD when they were conquered by Babylon, but then that whole prophecy is then also applied to Jesus' second coming and the judgment at that time. 500 AD when Judah was conquered by Babylon. BC, sorry.
Okay.
My fault. BC.
在旧约圣经里面有预言说在西元前500年左右的时候，犹大会被那个巴比伦攻陷，他们会亡国。那这个预言算是针对那个亡国的预言，可是它也是针对后来耶稣跟耶稣有关的一段预言。
Okay, so who can tell me the four points of looking at prophecy?
所以刚刚讲的，我们看未来预言的时候有四点要注意的，有没有人记得是哪四点？
Just tell me what you remember. Real quick.
记得什么就说出来。
It's not complete.
It's not complete. Great.
不完整。
What's the next one? Great, that's one. You have to know the Old Testament.
必须了解旧约圣经。
And what did I just say? It can apply to more than one event in the future.
不只是指一件事，有可能指很好几件事。
Because one event might be a type or a picture of even a future event.
因为其中一件事也许是未来另外一件事的预表。
And the final thing that I was saying was, God might be using it as a teaching tool, and his agenda might not just be to let you be all-knowing and know what's going to happen.
最后一个就是上帝给我们未来的预言不只是要让我们知道未来而已只是而是要透过这个预言来教导我们一些事情。
Okay, so let's go back to Matthew 24. I'm not going to cover everything this time. You can apply these things yourself when you go home.And read it.
现在回来看马太福音24章这段经文我不会全部都讲。
But I'll give you a few examples.
我举几个例子。
Look at verse 15.
比如说你看15节。
When you see the standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand.
十五节说你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地读这经的人需要会意。
All right, so obviously you see that and you go, okay, I better go back and read the prophet Daniel.
所以你看到这个你就知道说哦需要回去看但以理书。
Some people look at this and they say, it's talking about the end of the world here.
有些人读这里会说这是在讲末世。
But remember, Jesus had, in chapter 23 had been talking about all the blood of the...spilt blood of the prophets that had come on Jerusalem and that it was going to be destroyed. And then in the beginning of chapter 24, we read that Jesus saying that this temple here is going to be destroyed.
可是在23章我们可以马太福音23章我们可以看到耶稣讲到这个耶路撒冷会被毁的事情。
Now this abomination that caused desolation happened once before during the Greek dynasty before...that was started by Alexander the Great. And then it happened again in 70 AD by the Romans.
这个行毁坏可憎的第一次是发生在希腊的时代。亚历山大大帝。
Before Jesus came when the Greeks, Alexander the Great's Greeks were in control of Israel.
第一次是在亚历山大大帝占领耶路撒冷的时候。那第二次发生是在西元70年罗马来攻打那个耶路撒冷时候。
Now this book of Matthew was written right before, very soon, a few years before 70 AD. And Matthew himself adds that little comment, not Jesus, but saying, let the reader understand. Because Jesus was talking, he wasn't writing down. So Matthew adds the comment, let the reader understand. He's saying, this is going to happen soon. If you read this, you better pay attention to it.
所以啊，马太福音是在西元七十年之前没多久写的，所以啊，在这边马太就自己加了一个注解，这边有个挂号，说我们读这经读到这经文的人，你自己要了解这件事情。
And we're told that Christians did take it seriously, and when the Roman Empire came to destroy Jerusalem in 70 AD, the Christians got out. They didn't stay up in their house. They didn't wait to grab things. They just ran.And ran to the mountains to hide. And a lot of them were saved because of that. And everybody that stayed in Jerusalem was destroyed.
So we 听说在西元七十年罗马那个军队攻过来的时候基督徒都肯把原先这段经文都当真哦所以他们就赶快就逃到山上去他们就逃过了一劫。
So I think the main focus of that particular segment of Matthew 24 is talking about 70 AD.
所以我想马太福音24章15节这边这个经文是在讲西元70年会发生的那件事。
Two more places. Let's look at verse 26 to 28.
再来看两节经文26跟28节。
This is definitely talking about Jesus' second coming and not 70 AD.
这里确实是在讲耶稣第二次再来的事不是在讲西元70年的事。
So verse 26 to 28.
26-28
So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the desert, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning comes from the east and is visible in the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever there are there is a carcass, the vultures will gather.
若有人对你们说，看那基督在旷野里，你们不要出去；或说，看那基督在内屋中，你们不要信。闪电从东边发出，直到了照到西边。人子降临也要这样。尸首在哪里，鹰也必聚在那里。
Now let me ask you to help me with this one.
我要请大家帮啊回答一下这个问题、啊。
What do those two metaphors mean? The lightning shows in the east and is seen in the west, and where there are carcasses, the vultures will gather. What's he talking about?
这边讲到闪电从东边出来，照到西边，又讲到会有那些乌鹰聚集。这在讲什么？这是在比喻什么？
Aaron's got an answer.
Maybe it means that you don't need anyone to tell you that this is happening. Look for yourself and you'll see clearly.
Exactly. You guys are good.
这边意思可能就是在讲说当这个现象发生的时候，每一个人都看得见，你不需要别人来告诉你，就是很清楚。
See, there's a cult in China called the Eastern Lightning. Have you heard of it?
中国大陆有一个异端叫做东方闪电，有没有听过？
And they say Jesus came back. Jesus did come back already in the form of a Chinese woman in a province in China.
他们说啊，耶稣已经再来了，而且他是用女人的身份再来的。
And so they kidnap all kinds of Christians in China and try to force them to believe their teaching of who Jesus is and he's come back.
所以他们就在中国大陆绑架很多的基督徒，要强迫他们相信耶稣已经再来了。
Now that's exactly what Jesus warned about. If someone comes to you and says, hey, you didn't see him come, but he's there in that inner room, or hey, you didn't see him come, but he's out in the desert, Jesus said, don't believe it.
所以耶稣早就警告过我们了，在26节这边耶稣说，如果有人跟你说看来耶稣在旷野里，或者说看来耶稣就在屋子里面了，你们不要相信。
See, they took that little word lightning from the east and then they built this whole thing around it.
你看这个异端，东方闪电的异端，他们就把这个闪电从东方发出直到了西边，就发展出一套教义来。
But his whole point is, you know, west is really far away from east, but if you see lightning in the east, you're going to see it in the west too. When you're standing somewhere, east is the farthest away you can see from west if you're standing in the west, but you'll still see the lightning even if you're in the west. It's visible everywhere, basically.
这个闪电其实不管从哪里发出，你在各地都看得见，就算是从东边发出来，你在西边的人也看得见。
Now, we don't see a lot of carcasses in Taipei.
我们在台北不会看到很多的死尸哦。
I don't know, are there any vultures?In Taiwan?
台湾有那种乌鹰吗？专门吃那个尸体的乌鹰。
Someone's saying, yes, there is vultures. I've never seen them. But where I am in Alabama, you see this all the time.
我在阿拉巴马州常常会看到。
There are a lot of farms with cattle in Alabama.
在阿拉巴马州的农场有很多的牛。
And if a cow has died, the farmer doesn't need to check his field to know the cow's died.
牛如果死了，那个农夫不需要跑到田里。
All he knows is, okay, my field's way over in the distance, I can't see it, but when he starts seeing all these vultures circling around up in the sky, he knows, one of his cows has died.
如果这个农夫远远的看见有乌鹰在他的田中盘旋，他就知道他一定有一只牛死了。
So again, the point is everybody's going to know.
所以这边的重点是每一个人都会知道的。
Jesus is saying, you don't have to worry. You're going to know. Everybody's going to know. So don't be fooled when someone says, hey, you guys didn't see, but Jesus already came back. He's over there.
耶稣说不用担心，我来的时候你们一定会知道，每个人一定会看见。所以如果有别人跟你说啊，你错过了，这个都不要相信。
All right. You guys got that one pretty quickly.
这个你们都懂了。
The Eastern Lightning Cult says that Jesus already came. The Moonies, from Korea, Sun Young Moon, I think says his son was Jesus Christ incarnate.
韩国一个统一教那个教主文先明，他说他的儿子就是耶稣基督再来。
Okay, finally, I want to, the last thing I want to point out, and you can go back and think through these prophecies more carefully.
最后我要再讲，就是。
It was verse 36.
36节。
And that's why I changed it from chapter 32 to all the way to verse 32 to reading through verse 36.
所以我才要把本来是要读32读到32节，现在要读到36节。
Jesus says, no one knows the day. or the hour.
耶稣说, 那日子, 那时辰,
now remember what I was telling you about, people can't stand to have an incomplete picture and they try to fill in all the details. Remember that?
我刚刚说, 很多人不能接受,没有办法知道全部的细节, 他们一定要想办法去, 找出那个细节。
So there are people who have literally said what I'm about to say.
所以我下面要讲的话, 有些人已经真的就讲过了。
They said, ah, we don't know the day or the hour, but we can figure out the year and the month by looking at all the Bible prophecies.
有些人会说, 我们不知道哪一天或哪一个时辰会来, 可是我们从圣经上的, 的各个经文, 我们就可以抓出是哪一, 哪一个月或哪, 哪一年或哪一个月。
In the 1800s, the Jehovah's Witnesses tried to make a lot of predictions, and also the Seventh-day Adventists did.
在1800年那个时候, 那个耶和华见证人他们就, 预测了耶稣什么时候会再来, 还有像那个基督复临会, 他们也是有做过预测。
And I remember when I was in college, and some internet site said 1992, I remember it being 1994, but there was a group in Korea that said in October of 1994, Jesus was coming back.
韩国有一群人说在1994年10月耶稣会再来。
And everyone in the church was so convinced of it, they just quit everything. They sold all their property, they quit their jobs, they just kind of sat around and waited for the end.
那当时这个预言出来的时候,很多人都信以为真哦, 他们就把他们的财产都变卖掉, 工作也辞掉, 整天就坐在那边等着耶稣再来。
And we're here.
结果我们现在还在这里。
Not trying to pour scorn on them, but it's really serious when you have false teaching and false prophecy. Some people even committed suicide because it didn't happen.
这假的教导,假的预言真的 后果很严重哦, 后来有些人还甚至自杀。
So that leads me to the final thing I want to talk about, which is, what is this prophecy of the future Jesus talks about here? How does it apply to you and me then?
所以这带出我最后要讲的就是耶稣这段经文这些预言到底我们可以怎么应用在生活上呢?
If it's not designed to have us know the exact time so we can quit our jobs and, you know, get our life together in preparation for Jesus' return, what is the purpose of Jesus giving you these prophecies?
耶稣给我们这些预言如果不是要让我们知道说到底末世是哪一天要来, 那到底, 那他的目的是什么呢?
First, you can see it in verse 4, and verse 23, and verse 26.
你可以在第四节, 23节, 还有26节看到。
Jesus keeps saying to his disciples, hey, watch out that no one deceives you. If someone claims to be that I have come, don't believe them. He said, watch out no one deceives you and don't believe them.
这边耶稣一直说, 你们要谨慎, 不要被别人迷惑了, 你们, 如果有人说已经回来了, 你们不要信。
So the first point is don't be gullible.
所以第一点, 不要太轻易的上当。
That's what Jesus wants you to be like. Don't be gullible. Think. Study the Bible. Don't immediately believe these things.
所以第一点, 不要轻易的相信别人的话, 你要自己去查考圣经, 看圣经怎么讲。
Jesus says, see, I've told you in advance.
耶稣这边说, 你看, 我预先告诉你这些事。
So he's telling little pictures of the future so you won't go on and think something else, which is not true, is what's going to happen.
他稍微透露一下未来会有什么样的情况, 所以让你不要轻易的去上当受骗。
Now, notice the second point is Jesus. The disciples talked about what's going to be signs of the end, but Jesus spent a whole lot of time in this text talking about what's going to happen now in the meantime before the end.
那这个门徒一直想问说到最后会怎么样, 可是耶稣花很多时间来讲说现在应该做什么。
And so the first point, don't be gullible. The second point is your work is now, not waiting till that final time.
所以第一点是不要轻易的上当受骗,第二点是你的工作,你就是要把握现在来工作。
So, what's going to happen now? Signs that are happening now as opposed to right before the end, there'll be wars and rumors of wars.
所以这些现象就是从现在到末世都会不断的发生, 会有战争跟战争的谣言。
So they're not like the street signs right before the exit.
所以这并不是说到了才会出现。
Verse 7, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom.
民要攻,
we see that all the time.
民要攻大民, 国要攻大国, 我们一直, 这现象一直都有。
The fact that one nation has risen against another tells us nothing about the end.
这些,
the fact that one nation has risen against another doesn't tell us about the end.
所以这边讲民要攻大民, 这边并不是在讲末世来临前一刻才会发生的事。
There were people that said the Soviet Union, in its ascendancy, in its attack of these places, was the indication of Gog and Magog that were going to come and destroy Israel.
在沙烏地阿拉伯, 他们,
Soviet Union, just Russia.
Okay, 苏联他们当初的那个军事, 军事行动哦, 让人家以为是, 启示录后面讲的那个哥哥, 那两个国家要出来攻打全世界。
And people will look at Saudi Arabia, they'll look at Iraq, and they'll say, oh, that's the nation that's rising that's going to tell us against the end. But we don't know, we just know that always there are going to be nations rising against each other. This is what Jesus is saying.
所以当我们看很多人看见沙烏地阿拉伯、伊拉克他们起来要攻打别的国家，我们就会觉得啊，这就是启示录最后那两个国家了，他们要起来发动最后的一场战争。可是其实这种国家兴起来打另外一个国家是一直不断发生的现象。
Verse 9 gets more personal.
第九节。
Before that end time, you are going to be handed over.
跟你个人有切身的关系哦，他说。 在那个末世来临之前的这段期间, 你会被交出去。
You're going to be arrested and persecuted, and you've got to bear witness to my name. That's what Jesus is saying here.
耶稣说, 你会被受迫害, 你会被陷害, 你会为我的名受苦。
And verse 10, people are going to turn away from their faith and betray each other.
第十节说, 大家就会离开他的, 会离经叛道, 会互相的背叛。
And the love will grow cold.
爱心就要冷淡。
Now this hasn't started to happen in this century. This has been happening since Jesus went into heaven, back way back in whatever 33 A.D.
这个现象并不是现在才有，从耶稣当初升天之后，西元三十几年那时候就开始有了。Verse
14 is the key verse for us.
14节对我们来说是最关键的一节经文。Before
these end times, the gospel must be preached to the whole world.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才会到。This
is what you need to focus on. Don't worry about the end time. Focus on your work now, which is preaching the gospel to the whole world.
这一节才是你应该注意的一个重点。你的重心，现在的重心就是应该放在传福音。Now
some of you really go out into the world like Jinmen is way, way in the far... uttermost parts of the earth.
有些人呢，真的就是跑到很远的地方去传福音啊，跑到金门去传福音。But
your task now is to preach the gospel.
你现在的任务就是要传福音。So
I've heard people come up with statistics about, oh, the frequency of earthquakes is getting worse, or they'll come up with statistics about, oh, somehow this proves that the love of people have grown colder in this century than the last century. Don't focus on that. Focus on your labors that God has given you.
很多人会提出一些统计数字哦，说地震的频率越来越频繁啦，人心人的爱心越来越冷淡啦，在种种讲说末世要来临。可是其实我们的重点应该放在现在的工作、现在的任务上。Preach
the gospel, be faithful to the end.
就是要来传福音，要忠心到底。Now
the other thing you got to notice here is you need to heed the warning that there are false teachers and false prophets coming, and don't listen to them.
这边要注意到，这段期间的现象就是会出现假先知、假教导，所以你必须要谨慎。I
mean, Jesus talked about it, and it actually happened. There were a lot of them right up to the time of the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. But there are always going to be those kind of things.
在西元70年之前哦，确实有很多的假教，错误的教导。可是其实之后一直到现在都不会有不断出现那种假错误的教导。So
don't listen to them, don't believe them.
所以不要去听那些教导，也不要去相信。And
like Moses said, test things, test them from the scripture.
就像摩西所讲的，你要去查考经文。
And the final thing from the last verse,
最后一节,
and also verse 29, the end of the world could come at any time. It's imminent.
末日已经临近了,
it could come right before I finish my sermon, and I don't have much to go to finish my sermon.
也许还没有讲完哦,
it could come tomorrow.
有可能明天就来临了。
Truly, we are in the end times already.
我们真的已经是在末世的阶段了。
But I think someone back when the apostles were still alive could have said, truly, we're in the end times. Because it could have come any minute. That's the implication. And that's what the rest of chapter 24 is Jesus' parables is talking about. It could just come any time.
我相信在使徒的时代,他们的感觉也是,耶稣末世随时可能再来了。
So if the end could come any time, how should your life be?
所以如果末世随时可能来到,那你应该活出什么样的生活呢?
It's a lot better that way anyway, right? If you knew the end's going to come in October, well, we'll just say January 15th, 2007, then you'd say, oh, okay, I'll wait till January 12th. And, you know, play and party. And then 12th and the 13th, I'll get my act together and be a good boy and girl and do all the right things. And so I'll be ready for the end.
我们可能会宁愿说希望知道是哪一天这样最好比如说明年1月15号末世就会来临这样我就是到明年1月12号之前都还可以那边狂欢作乐及时行乐然后到12号13号
People do that anyway. They say, well, I'll wait until I get really old to get right with God, and for while I'm young, I'll party and play. But they don't know. They could be killed in a car accident the next day.
很多人会说,我要趁年轻的时候及时行乐,到老的时候再去信耶稣吧。可是他们怎么知道,也许明天就车祸死了呢?
So my final point is, if you're not right with God, now is the time to get right with God. Put your trust in what? Look on Jesus, put your trust and believe in Him.
所以我最后一个重点是,如果你还没有跟上帝和好,你现在就要及时与他和好,来信靠耶稣。
Jesus' blood can cover your sins too. You just need to look in faith and trust in it.
耶稣的宝血可以遮盖你的罪,你只需要去仰望他,来信靠他。
Because you don't know when the end is. And when Jesus comes back, it will be too late to get right with God. He's coming back in judgment the second time.
因为你真的不知道末世什么时候要来,耶稣什么时候要再来,他随时可能再来,他再来的时候就要来审判。
And even if you are right with God, how should you be living your life? You know, life, that means life is really short. Use your time wisely, for the time is short, Paul says.
如果你已经与神和好,那你要怎么样来过你的余生呢? 保罗说你要把握你的时机。
So you probably notice I didn't give you a nice list of end time signs from this text to make you get excited and scared and wonder, is now the time? Because I don't need to. The Bible is very clear. It could be right the minute after I finish my sentence. It's that possible.
所以我不需要给你们一个清单,告诉你们末世来临前会有什么什么样的一个现象。圣经已经讲得非常清楚了。
And we'll look at that more next week when we look at these parables. Jesus starts moving into talking about that.
下礼拜我们会再继续谈这个主题。耶稣就会开始谈到一些比喻。Let's
pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, God, we just pray you would help us be ready now for your return.
主啊,求你现在帮助我们能够预备好,能够迎接你的再来。Help
us to look forward to your return, not in fear, but in joy, because we get to finally meet you and see you face to face.
主啊,求你帮助我们不要带着恐惧来迎接你再来,而是很喜乐地期待你再来,因为我们到时候可以与你面对面。And
Lord, help us to focus on our labors now and not just step back and wait for some expected picture of when the end could come.
主啊,求你帮助我们现在就好好的来做我们该做的事情,而不是坐在那边等着末世的来临。In
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
I think we have enough time. I'll open for one or two questions, if you have a question.
今天有时间回答问题啊,如果你有问题的话,可以提出来。
Romans 4, verse 5. Okay. Yes. It's a good question.
刚提到因信称义哦，在罗马书四章五节这边讲亚伯拉罕因为因为他信神就算为他的义。可在雅各书二章这边有讲到说要有信。雅各书第几章？二章二十四节。讲到说称义是因着行为，不是单因着信哦。所以一边是讲行为，一边是讲信，这两者之间有没有冲突？还有就是我们到底要有多少行为才算？
It all hinges on this word justified.
关键就在于这个字哦，称义。
What does justified mean?
称义到底是什么意思？
Okay, someone said made right.Any other thoughts?
Not guilty.
Someone says not guilty. Actions prove correct. Sorry, I'm not writing in Chinese. Can you say those three things? All of this is not quite right.
这些都不完全对。
It's declared righteous.
就是称为义，公义。
The focus on the Old Testament word, which I don't remember at the moment, but it's also carried over in the New Testament with the word justified, is the fact that you are declared righteous publicly in a sense.
这个称义就是你在公开宣称你是一个公义，你是公义的。
It's a very much a judicial term. It's almost like a judge saying, this person is not guilty.So it doesn't mean you're not guilty, it's you're declared not guilty.
所以有点像那种司法的一个用词哦，不是说你无罪，是宣称你无罪。
So in Romans it says, if you're like Abraham, your faith in what God promises allows you to be declared not guilty.
所以啊，在罗马书四章说，如果你像亚伯拉罕那样去相信上帝，那这就算为是你的义。
And what James is focusing on is also a declaration. He's saying there is no real faith unless there are works. So he's saying a man is justified by his works in that he's saying the presence of works declares that there is real faith. And faith shows that a person is declared righteous by God. Do you see what I'm saying?
那雅各这边他讲说要因着行为，他其实他的意思是说，你的信心可以从你的行为看出来，那你的行为就可以称你为义。
Now, Paul and James are in a sense slightly focusing on something different, but it all hinges on this declaration there.
保罗跟雅各他的焦点可能不太一样，可是他们都是。重点都是放在宣称这个字。
And a man is justified by his works because only if you have real faith are you, is it going to lead to, only if you do not have real faith and you say you have faith but you have no works, then you definitely don't have real faith. So it's a declaration. And these things are in a sense, well, not declared not guilty can go with this, but these things are kind of, actually that can go with that too. This is more like sanctification. Your nature has changed and you're made holy.
第一个 make right 比较像的是成圣，就是说你的本性越来越圣洁。
So the second part of your question, Melody, how much goes with each, is actually not really at issue, because the only thing that makes you justified in God's sight is your faith in Jesus Christ. But if you have faith in Jesus Christ, God puts His Holy Spirit in you, which means there will be an outgrowth of good works because God's given you a new nature. There's a new creation. And if you see those good works, that declares, oh, this person really has been changed.
至于要有多少信心跟多少行为，其实这并不是重点，因为如果你已经称义的话，上帝就会把圣灵放在你里面来帮助你成圣，你的行为就会越来越圣洁。So
when you see a word salvation or when you see justified, make sure you look at the context because it doesn't always mean the same thing in different contexts. I can be saved from a destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, but not saved in the sense of made right with God.
所以我们在圣经上看到救赎跟称义，要特别注意一下，这有时候这两个词不见得是同义词，因为也许你的救赎是你可以脱离耶路撒冷被毁的那个，逃过那一劫，从当中被拯救出来，可是称义是你在上帝面前得拯救。
Well, if you look at James, he's saying there is no real faith without works.
Yeah,
not that works create the faith, but if there's real faith, there will always be works.
Yeah,
it's a difference of logic. Yeah, but again, in a sense, he's using it in a slightly different emphasis. He's saying the works declare that you are, the works in a sense declare there is faith in you.
雅各的重点是放在从行为来看出你是真有信心。
Faith without works is dead. It's not real faith.
雅各书下面也讲到说信心没有行为是死的。
Works are needed to justify you. Say that phrase. Works are needed to justify you. Works are needed to justify you.
你需要行为来使你称义。
But when you guys are hearing me say justified, you're thinking of something else.
可是你听我讲称义，其实你想的不一样。
You're thinking works are needed to make you righteous before God.
你以为说你需要这个行为才能在上帝面前称义。
But I'm saying faith is needed to make you righteous before God, and the Bible is very consistent on that.
可是我讲的是信心才能使你在上帝面前称义。
But works are needed to justify you in the sense that you will know them by your works. It declares you're one of the ones who has been justified before God by faith. He using the word justified, works are needed to justify you in the sense that justify meaning it declares to everybody who looks at you that there is genuine faith in you and you are saved.
这边讲的人称义是因为行为，是从你的行为，别人可以看出你是真有那个信心。
I'll get one more hand. Sorry if I haven't totally convinced you. That's what I'm saying, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm saying our works declare to the world that have a new heart. We have a new heart because we have faith in Christ.
我们的行为向世人宣告说，我们的心已经改变，我们会心会改变，就是因为我们有这个信心，我们相信耶稣。
I'll just stop real soon because I know some of you maybe be tired of hearing me speak, but these things come with new heart. This is a very mathematical, logical thing. With a new heart comes new actions. If you see new actions, this is the only thing you can see. You as human beings can see. If you see new actions, that in a sense is declaring this. And so this is, you know, justifying you, declaring you righteous, declaring that your situation is dealt with before God, if you see this. But this doesn't cause you to be accepted by God. It's not a cause, it's a result. But if you look at the result, you know that cause is also there too. And that's what, when he uses the word justified, he's talking about that seeing this.
我们看到这个过程，我们首先，我们悔改，然后我们来相信耶稣。那这两个帮助我们可以有我们的心被改变，心从心被更新了。那从一个新的心，我们会生出新的行动来，新的行为。所以我们从新的行为，我们可以，因为我们看不出别人的内心是怎么样，我们只能看出他的行为是怎么样。所以我们从他的行为，我们可以看出他是一个悔改，一个相信耶稣的人。这是一个必然的结果，而不是说是一个，只是看行为而已。
So before God, we're accepted because of Jesus' works, and our works declare to everybody else that something has happened to us on our inside. And so we're declared righteous, we're declared to everybody that this has happened to us.
所以从我们的行为只是在宣告说我们内心的变化，我们的内心的变化就是我们是一个悔改，相信耶稣的人。
So there is no work you can do that will make you accepted by God, and Paul deals about that in Galatians. It's not a contradiction, it's just they're talking about declaring righteous, or, you know, speaking forth to everybody righteousness. But he's just saying, James is focusing on, you can see that if you see this, but Paul is focusing on, with this is when you're actually declared righteous before God. Because God knows the heart. He doesn't need to see this action here. He knows the heart.
上帝知道我们的心，他知道我们是一个悔改相信的人，他不需要来看我们的行为。可是我们别人需要从我们的行为来推算出我们确实是一个悔改相信的人。
Every other religion in the world that I know of focuses on your personal action in some way makes you right with God.
世上其他的宗教都是把重点放在你要去行善，你要行出好的行为，才能够来得救，得讨神的喜悦。Buddhism,
Muslims will pray 5 times a day and not eat pork. Buddhists in Taiwan, a lot of them will eat pork, but a lot of them won't eat any meat. and they'll do, you know, go and do rituals at the temple. They're all trying to do things themselves to be right with God. But the Bible says there is no one who is right with God. And the only way you have it is through faith in Jesus.
我们知道像佛教有些人是必须吃素，靠着吃素的行为希望可以讨神的喜悦。那像回教徒他们是一天祷告五次，他们不吃猪肉，透过一些行为希望可以来讨神的喜悦，与神和好。
Okay, I've kept you guys a long time. We can talk about it more after if you still have questions. Thanks for all of your input. And I just want to make two announcements that I left out, and then we'll close. And then Kez is going to tell a little about Christmas.
先报告两件事情，然后最后 Kez 会跟我们讲一下圣诞节的活动。
If you're new and you want to be informed about what the church is up to, I know some of you just visiting, you don't need to get another email in your mailbox, but if you'd like to, please fill this out and so we can keep up with you and send you announcements and emails. And so I can practice your name.
如果你是新来的人，你想要接到我们教会的消息，你可以留下你的那个 email， 让我们可以传 email 给你。
Now, we're also working on church membership, not the non-profit membership, but church membership. So if you're a Christian, and you want to, you know, officially join the church, please come get one of these forms from me.
那我们现在希望教会可以有如果你想要成为我们教会的会友，好，这边有一张表格，你可以来拿去填。
That'll give you a chance to vote for church leaders in the future.
那未来就可以有资格来投票选出我们教会的长子。
Okay, I'm just going to close in prayer, and then if you'll keep seated, Kez is going to talk a few minutes. I'm sorry for running the clock, Kez, with question and answer time.
最后来祷告，然后 Kez 会上来分享一下。起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your love for us.
主啊，谢谢你爱我们。
And like a benediction, we thank you that you've declared your love for us in the scriptures.
谢谢你在圣经里面称我们为义。
That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死。
So we hear that good word that you have for us, and we put our trust in you and the promises you make because of your love.
主啊，我们听到这美好的应许，我们就信靠你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.